bone, the clavicle is snapped. It's pretty funny because the doctor comes up to me. He's like, okay, so you definitely fractured your clavicle. And I'm like, oh, so it's not broken. He's like, no, it's broken.
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Happy fucking Monday, bitches. Oh my God, the week it has been, let me tell you. First of all, if you're watching, you can see me struggle. The cripple struggle on Spotify. So if you want to see that, please go ahead. We are literally just touching base on a handful of things. I'm probably going to be messing with my hair a lot this video because I'm staring at myself and I just got a blowout. I'm not really sure if it's the vibe or not. Okay, well, it's Monday. By the time you guys are listening to this episode, I am going to be getting on my cruise to the Bahamas, which I will fully discuss also later in this episode. I know everybody wants to hear the full story of how I broke my collarbone, my clavicle. If you don't follow me on Instagram and you're watching the show or listening, you can see that I am slinged up and strapped in. Literally, it's insane. And we're just gonna jump right into this episode. Last note, if you are watching and you're staring at the reflection of the window in my Girl Stop Talking sign, I don't know why it's doing that all of a sudden. Anyways. This week has been rough, okay? I'm just going to start from the beginning. I was riding the electric skateboard and I literally ride it every single day, okay? I know I haven't been like posting a whole lot about it. I'm sure people are like, oh my God, she fucking fucked herself up. I knew that was going to happen. Like, I've heard it so many fucking times already. Definitely not something you want to hear, you know, especially because like it did happen. But I'm going to explain how it happened. I was having a great fucking day on Friday, like just really awesome day. I was like, had been hitting all of my goals, personal goals, fitness goals, stuff with work. Everything was going really, really well. And I was going to take a ride to Trader Joe's because it's around the corner from my house on the electric skateboard to pick up a bottle of wine. And I got all geared up. I had like, you know, the proper clothes on and everything. And the irony of this whole situation is what ended up hurting me was actually supposed to help me. I think that's what I'm the most irritated about. Now, let me explain. I know some people are going to think like, yeah, right, bitch. Like, you just fucked yourself up. That's fair. But because of what I do for a living, I work with my hands. I'm a lash artist. I was like, okay, Tatum, like, you need to be smart. You normally ride the skateboard with zero gear. Like, I'm not wearing a helmet. I'm not wearing like protection, knees, elbows, hands, nothing. I just get on and I ride. And I told myself, I'm like, okay, you should be smart. You really don't want to break anything if you fall. So put on your wrist guards. I have these wrist guards for my hands to protect my wrists. I've already broken one wrist back in high school. That's a story for another time. In a car accident. So I'm like, I can't be out of work. You need to protect yourself. It's the smart thing to do. I put the wrist guards on, but the problem with that is there's like a hard piece that covers your wrist to protect it. And with the skateboard, the controller is in your hand. The speed is like a little rolly button that you move with your thumb and you press it up to go fast. You press it back to go slow or to brake. Or you can just let go and it'll start to slow down. So when I was coming out of my neighborhood, I realized that like it was kind of difficult to use with the wrist guard on. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. It feels funky. I like, there was a couple of moments where I was like, oh, like that was sketchy. That was sketchy. So then I start going and then I was like, okay, this is really uncomfortable. I'm going to take this off. I literally slowed down to be able to stop to essentially take the wrist guard off. And when I slow down, the board also gets harder to control at slower speeds because you're dealing with balancing yourself on the board and your toe and heel is what turns the board like left and right. So I slow down and then something got hairy. I remember being like, oh shit. And then next thing I know, like it was such a weird experience because I feel like it happened so slow, but it was almost like a blackout. Like I couldn't see anything around me when it was happening, but I could hear myself like me to me in my head. And something got hairy. I was like, oh shit. And then I heard the board go boom, like, which max speed. Okay. Which means the button got sent forward. Now this thing is touchy as hell. So that's exactly what happened. I went to slow down. I honestly don't know how fast I was going. The average speed I go is like 15 miles per hour. So I'm assuming I was going like 10. And then I hit the speed at max. So it literally goes from like 0 to 20 in like 0.5 seconds. I'm not even kidding. I heard it in my head, the board boom. I remember telling myself, run. I'm like, run. Like, because when in doubt, you run off the board. I was already going too fast at this point. I'm sure you guys are fucking cringing right now, but it happened to me, okay? You think you're cringing. So I tell myself to run and I'm running off the board. And oh my God, sorry, my vacuum is starting. Hold on. It's gonna get loud for a second. We don't do edits on the show. I just need the app to load. Okay, so I started running off the board. Again, like I couldn't see anything. It was all black. And I take 3 or 4 steps, like trying to like catch my momentum because at this point, like the board was going fast. Like I'm not sure if people can normally run like 10 miles an hour, but I don't think it happens. It works like that. Like I just don't think we're capable to go that fast. I remember I got like 3 or 4 steps and I was just like, run, run. And then I just heard it in my head, like fall, you're gonna fall. And then I thought to myself, you don't want to break your wrist, tuck and roll. So I literally steps like 1, 2, 3, 4, trying to run. And then I just did a tuck and roll. And I, at that point, I felt the immediate bash to the asphalt on the back of my left shoulder. And I also felt my head hit the ground. I did a tumble and I ended up on my back. And I sat there for a second and open my eyes. And then my first thought was, you need to get the fuck out of the street before you get hit by a car. Because again, I was riding in the street. I know. Listen, I realize none of this sounds good. Okay. But no one's going to stop me from living my fucking life. And maybe I'm just a stubborn cunty bitch, but you're damn right. I'm getting back on the board when I'm healed. Okay. So I quickly, adrenaline is pumping. My heart is fucking racing. I get up off the ground and I sit on the curb. I wasn't like sprawled into the middle of the street, but I was definitely like in the street. I went and sat on the curb. Immediately I could tell there was pain in my left shoulder. It just felt big and I was wearing like a pullover hoodie or something. So I couldn't really see anything. Everything was sprawled across the pavement. I had one headphone in. It was like in the middle of the street. The remote control was like 5 feet from the board. The board was just chilling, peaceful, no harm, no foul, living its best life. And I went and sat on the curb. I look around, there's no one around at this point. And at, in that point in time, I'm like, I'm so glad nobody saw me fall. My fucking ego was hurt also. Because here's the other thing about the situation. Me riding the fucking skateboard, I know what it feels like for a man to buy a big truck. I get it now. A man in a big truck or a hot sports car is the equivalent to female riding an electric skateboard. My ego was so fucking big. I felt so fucking cool riding that thing. And I'm like, I'm a fucking badass. So I get it now. I don't know if it's giving small dick energy, probably. But okay, so nobody was around. And at this point, I was like, thank God nobody saw me fall, because also it probably looked crazy. And now looking back, I'm like, I almost wish somebody did see me fall so I could hear what they had to say from like their perspective on how it happened versus my perspective of realizing how it happened, you know? But anyways, so I had all of this adrenaline like in my body. My heart was pumping. I was sitting on the curb. I was trying to breathe because I'm like, holy shit, you just fell. Like, you fucking hit the ground, bro. Like, you hit the ground. And then I have like this teeny little cut on my thumb. My head was hurting. So I touched my head. I was like trying to feel like if I was bleeding. I wasn't bleeding anywhere. So I was like, okay, you're okay. Take a deep breath. I got out my camera on my phone. Cause I think it was in my pocket. It had to have been on my pocket or something. And I looked at my face because I was like, am I bleeding? I could tell I hit my head. It was not nearly as hard as I hit my fucking back of my shoulder, but nothing was bleeding, just my hand. And I'm like, okay, you're okay. You're okay. Take a couple deep breaths. Deegan was at the park when this happened and he has that little watch phone. And so I called Deegan and I was like, hey Deegan, I need your help. You need to come get the board. I just fell. And you know, I think I hurt myself pretty bad. So he comes to like rescue me. His sweet little soul has been he's been such an angel. I did pour a little drinky drink for this episode because I really felt like I needed to get in the zone. So Deegan comes, he grabs the board and he was like helping me wheel it back. And I was like having a moment. I'm like, okay, trying to be strong. I don't want to freak him out. I'm like, I'm really not okay. I think I might need to go to urgent care. And he dead ass looks at me and goes, Mom, I think you're being a little dramatic. I'm like, okay, throw that right in my face because he fell a couple days ago and off of his scooter. And I'm like, that's what I told him. I was like, Deegan, okay, come on. Like, I think you're being a little dramatic. So he threw that one right back at me, but he's like, you know what? I'm calling Grandpa. And I was like, wait, don't call Grandpa. This is like the most funny conversation to have with my child because like in that moment, I felt like I was with my friend and my friend's like, we need to call your parents. And I'm like, wait, this has happened so many times. Grandpa's going to be so mad. I'm like, Grandpa's going to be mad. I just, hold on, don't call him. I'm going to have to call him because we got to go about this a certain way. So I end up calling my dad and he came over for moral support. He had already had a couple of drinks that night because like I said, it was a Friday. So he had to Uber over and I had to drive myself to the urgent care because it was like 30 minutes before urgent cares were about to close. We literally drove around Gilbert for probably like 30 minutes going to like two or three different places, calling different places to see if we could get in that night so that I didn't have to go to the emergency room. Luckily, we found one. Thank God. They were so nice. And they were like, as long as you get here before 8 o'clock, we can see you. And it's no problem. So we literally got there like 10 minutes before they closed. And they did x-rays. As most of you have seen, the bone, the clavicle is snapped. It's pretty funny because the doctor comes up to me. He's like, okay, so you definitely fractured your clavicle. And I'm like, oh, so it's not broken. He's like, no, it's broken. Did you see your x-rays? I'm like, well, yeah, that's why I was confused. I don't know why, but like to me, a fracture doesn't sound like a break to me, a fracture just seems like it's sprained, you know, like a little, like a rolled ankle, like a sprained ankle. But no, I guess, you know, I'm no doctor. So, they bandaged me up, sent me on my way, basically referred me to an ortho, to which I went 2 days later. The orthopedic doctor said that my x-rays look good as far as the break goes. It could have been worse. They said, from what it looks like right now, I'm not going to need surgery, which is great. The other doctor told me that typically they don't do surgery for breaks of the clavicle unless the bone is like shattered. But as we can see, the bone is snapped. It just snapped right in half, baby. Play fucking hard, get hurt even harder. I don't know what else to say. So in this moment, I was kind of like, over the weekend, last weekend, I was kind of living in denial, trying to go to the rest of my plans and act like, just kind of had to laugh at myself with the whole thing. Obviously, the denial wore off, and my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were pretty difficult for me. Just the realization of having everything kind of stop, especially when I was really so heavily focused on like my nutrition, my fitness, and just being able to work. That was really, really difficult. It's hard to talk about, you know, because everything just kind of stops. My dad did warn me about this. He's also seen it multiple times. I had to make a joke because I'm like, Dad, you're always just, we're just like hospital buddies. I love you. My dad has been with me through a broken wrist, a cracked open head, and now a broken clavicle. This poor man, he's probably so tired. He's like, why do you do this to yourself? But listen, I like to do fun shit. I don't know. Like I said earlier, am I going to be back on the board? Probably. Because you know what? I doubt I'm going to break another bone again. I know what fucked me up, and I'm definitely not going to be doing that again. So the only thing I can do is laugh about it at this point. I am feeling a lot better each day. Now I'm almost, while recording this, I'm a week out. When you guys listen, it'll be about 10 days. And the last couple of days, I've been getting less winded, less tired, having less discomfort when I wake up and when I just do things around the house. Walks have gotten easier. And honestly, the hardest thing to do is sitting. I think it's like because like the weight of my arm is kind of like pulling on the clavicle. So it actually is a little difficult to be like in the sitting position. I'm hoping the flight is going to be okay, but I honestly might just have to drug myself for that one so that I can make it through. So on top of all of this drama, I had already had a full fucking vacation planned this week. We're going to be in Miami at this point, and we have a 4-day cruise to the Bahamas, which I bought this for my man for Christmas, and I have been so excited to literally get fucking wild, get crazy. I've been putting so much time and energy into my eating and, excuse me, losing weight, losing body fat, I should say, and just feeling comfortable in my skin again so that I could be in a bathing suit. And I was like excited to like have hot, wild fucking sex. Like, and now none of that's happening. We are continuing to go on the vacation, which I am excited about. I think with how I've been feeling the last couple of days, it's going to be good for me. And I really will be able to use this time just to relax. And I'm hoping to just sunbathe and work on my fucking tan, and do the things that the boat has to offer that I can do with one hand, you know? So I'm going to make the best of it. I did have to call the doctor back and I asked the doctor if I could have sex. She was laughing at me on the phone because when I went to the appointment, I went with my dad and I'm like, I know this is the last thing my dad wants to hear. I mean, he's practically deaf at this point, so I probably could have gotten away with asking and just be like, oh, she, don't worry about it. She said nothing. But I called the doctor back and I was like, I know this is going to sound like a weird question, but honestly, it's really important to me. And I'm going to need to know if I'm clear or not to have sex with my man. And she's like, yeah, I mean, that's totally up to you, you know, and how you're feeling. Obviously, you're going to be limited to some positions. And I'm like, okay, good to know. Good to know. I told this to my boyfriend and he was dying laughing. I'm like, babe, like, I can't be put in a position where I have to use two hands. I also can't be put in a position where there is a chance that I could lose control and fall. Okay. And I can't even lay flat on my fucking back right now. I have to lay at an incline. I'm just like, I don't know, but I don't think there's anything less attractive than having a broken bone and being in a fucking sling and pillow cast, or not cast, but whatever, pillow sling that's like four times the size of my body while trying to have an orgasm. How did we get here? I don't know. It's me. I'm the problem. So I'll update you. I guess that's really what I can do. I'll just update you on how it all works out. I think what's so annoying is I wanted to record and like do a whole vacation episode. And just, I had so many ideas for things that I really wanted to do to like be a part of the show. And it's just, we'll see what gets done, you know? I am feeling grateful that this trip was booked at this time because it's gonna allow me to rest and recover and get some healing so that I can go back to work. My fingers, I'm really like, say a prayer, fingers crossed for your girl, that I can get back to work after my vacation, at least take some appointments because I need my sanity. And, you know, financially, I need my bag. Oh, okay. Enough about me. This next part of the show, we are wrapping up the conversations with Love is Blind, the reunion, baby. I know we skipped kind of like the wedding. We're just going straight into the reunion. It is hot fucking tea everywhere on social media right now. It's wild. I think this has been like the most viewed season of Love is Blind that they have had. And I definitely think it's been one of the best ones. I honestly might rewatch it just for shits and gigs, you know? But here are some things that I didn't like, and I don't think I'm going to go in order. I understand the reality TV. It's made for us to like enjoy and roast, and these people go on knowing like you are putting yourself in the position for people to not like you. Oh, the anxiety it gives me, honestly. Like, I always think, like, I could totally be on a reality TV show. I think I'd be good at it. The drama. But I just don't know if I can handle the online hate. I mean, you don't know, you know? And this poor... I don't feel bad for Jeremy, okay? I don't feel bad for Jeremy because he's a man. Sorry. Just really simple as that. I do feel bad for Sarah. I know if you listened to my last episode, you heard my hot take about how, you know, it's not Sarah's responsibility to make decisions for someone else's relationship. I, in the situation where she reached out to Jeremy regarding the DM and then them talking after they met or after he met up with her at a bar that she was already at, let's not forget. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with that. I, like I said, in the hot take, it's not her responsibility to make decisions on someone else's relationship. Is it something I would have done? You know, honestly, I don't fucking know. I mean, it's not, it's definitely frowned upon, you know, but I do like that they showed the apology that Sarah Ann said to Laura. I think people need to give some grace to Sarah Ann because, oh, here, and then I'm going to say, but not really. And this is why. I don't think Laura really cared, and she admitted to saying so about the choice that Sarah Ann made. And even Laura, she's a very smart girl. She knew that, like, it's not, she can only hate the girl so much because her, the responsibility made to her was by the man, not the girl. So I'm really glad they showed that. I definitely felt like, you know, Sarah Ann has fucking balls even to like go up to her and have a conversation and even to DM that guy or Jeremy. But here's the other thing. She should not have come into the reunion guns fucking blaring. Like, girl, you need to stand in your humility for that one. You need to, if you want the online hate to stop, you got to sit there and be like, you know, I'm upset with the choices that I've made. I feel sorry. I feel horrible. I'm sorry. Instead of like fucking picking at people and calling them like pick me girls and whatever, like, girlfriend, you put yourself into the situation. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Do I think her and Jeremy are in a healthy relationship? No. So she's getting her punishment. You know, it definitely sounds like things are not working out in that department. Next, the other thing that I didn't fucking like is, why did we just blow through and blow off the gaslighting from Kenneth to Brittany? I am like, I do not like how he just got to slide under the table with zero backlash on how he reacted in the situation and no public apology. I was like, oh, are we just gonna like let that one slide? That was crazy to me. That was like one of the reasons why I was so excited to see the reunion. I'm like, what the fuck is the excuse? Like, I get it. The editors only edited the clips of him on his fucking phone and whatever, but you have some explaining to do, sir. Like, what the fuck? The other thing that I didn't like, Trevor. Trevor just, he had no idea what he got himself into. I think he was just truly oblivious to the whole bigger picture of the show and what it meant. And I just don't even think he realized like the position he was putting himself in. I think I could not imagine being in his position of like feeling like you have to defend yourself publicly. Like, we're essentially like in national TV, you know, like that shit's crazy. And I think he is totally valid to kind of freeze in that moment and not know what to say. It hurt my heart having to listen to him like ask to leave. I mean, could you imagine being in that position? The tea of this episode, this reunion was hot as fuck for the first like 45 minutes. And then it like really chilled out. And I got a little bored, I'm not gonna lie. Also, I kind of wanted to know a little more about what happened after the fact with Chelsea and Jimmy. Like, what, like, I just wanted to kind of hear a little more on their side of the relationship and things. The whole him having girlfriends that he's slept with, like, I don't know. I would be fucking pissed about that shit too. And then it's just like, this was supposed to be your fiance, and then you're still picking the girl that you slept with over your fiance. That's a wild, fucking wild to me. But again, it's like, then I think to myself that they've only been together for 4 weeks. So it's like, I get it. Like, part of me is like, I get it. Well, why you'd be so concerned about something like this. But then the other part of me is like, if this was true and real, like, you should 100% be picking your girl over another girl that you had sex with. That's just crazy. Yeah. So I was ready to hear a little more about those things. I think it's funny that Jess is going to be on Perfect Match. I think that show is a joke. I mean, it's just strictly for like reality TV and to win money. It's not really about like relationships, I feel like. I think it's just like a way to stay relevant almost, but good for her. Like, I did not expect anything less. I think she's going to ride this reality train as long as she can, as she should. But I just hope she doesn't go into that thinking that she's going to like find her perfect match from a reality TV show. She's a smart girly. So we love you. We love you, Jess. Okay. I think that's really it. I just kind of like came in here to like wing it. And I didn't really take notes on the Love is Blind stuff. So that's just coming straight from the dome. I'm glad you guys listened to the show, and everyone that was so interested, I hope you enjoyed the bone breaking story. I'm just going to continue to live the best life that I can until it's healed. And thank you so much for everyone who's reached out and just had kind, supportive words about, you know, my situation. It's definitely one for the books. Not sure we expect anything less over here with this girl. However, you will never catch me not fucking talking. So enjoy your Monday. Sorry for the shorty. I'm on vacay. I will be back the following week with another episode. Okay. Cheers.
Girl, stop talking.